This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, hello, welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. This is the 31st of December 2024, making this my last podcast of the year. Wow, we made it. I wish I could say 2024 was a happy year. Before and say, yeah, there were happy moments, there were happy events, but in all, it's been a rough and tumble year. I almost actually didn't believe that we are at the end of the year. But here we are in less than 6 hours, actually. We will be in 2025. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those of you who are listening, that means you made it through. This year, I have had some personal losses, and which I shared with you, which made it really, really hard for me. I just couldn't focus this year. I couldn't focus properly. There were also some losses that I feel that made me feel that I'm losing, or is making me nostalgic. I think that's it. Because these are not just my losses. It's in the entertainment world, we have James L. Jones. He's gone. That was Mufasa. That deep voice is gone. That was Quincy Jones is gone. And I went online to check who else have I missed out. Tina Turner, not this year, but she died last year. And then for some reason, I went further back and then look at Irene Cara. She's gone as well. This is Fame. This is Thriller. This is Coming to America. This is the Lion. What is it now? Yes, Mufasa is gone. This is my growing up, my early years as a young adult, and it's all gone. It made me also realize that with growing years and losses, I'm looking at life with new eyes. Oh, I'm really trying to. We are so busy. Our schedules is like nonstop. And this is moving to our children as well. In school, the workload is crazy. Even in high school, that I sometimes wonder, did we actually go to high school? They've got a lot of work to do at academically, and then they've got extramurals. I've talked about this before. If you follow me on YouTube, you will hear me say this so many times. It's almost like kids are not having time to be children, to enjoy themselves. If they're not in front of the screen, they're busy, you know, competing for something. I don't mind children being part of the extracurricular activities, but I need them to have fun with it. For me, they got to have fun with it. But that's another thing. Today, we're just saying bye to 2024. There's never been a time that the phrase, take time to smell the roses, have been so apt. We need to stop and just be. You know, we need to stop and just be. We may not think that we may not have the time that we think we have. We need to live our life purposefully. We need to breathe, you know, to just breathe. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and I was telling her about a new podcast that I'm starting. And I was asking her, you know, when do you take a break? Do you have time for yourself? And she said, she's just too busy. We must never be too busy for ourselves. We must taste the food that we eat. We must listen to the music and enjoy it. We must dance, you know, like nobody's watching. That's what they say. You must enjoy friends. We must enjoy being alone. We must read a book, go to the movies. I don't know what it is that we do, but we need to take time for ourselves. We need to have time for our children. We need our life to be purposeful in the coming year, in the coming years. We need to reevaluate what we have done so far, where we are. We need to look at the plans that we are making. Are the plans what will I say now? Do the plans include everything in our life? Or is it just about succeeding? Is it just about succeeding in our career? Is it just about moving forward, moving ahead, moving faster than the next person? Let's take a look as we're writing our New Year resolution. Which is, some have written there, some are going to write in the next 1 month. And by the end of January, it's gone, isn't it? Anyway. A couple of things to look forward to with me. in 2025, in the first quarter, actually from next week and maybe tomorrow. I'm starting a new podcast stream that will hear on Mondays. It's going to be short, so it's not taken away from this one. It's going to be short and it's focused more on suggestions. I'll be looking at things that we can do during our day or week that will help our mental health. It's becoming a big problem now with, I don't know, I can't even put my hand on it and say this is what is causing the problem. But mental health is an issue that is not going away. It's growing, not just with adults, it's growing even with children. So I'm going to look at just one thing per week that we should try and incorporate into our lives, into our day, into our week. And there'll be, as it grows, by God's grace, you will have things that, oh, you can take from this week and that week. And yeah, there'll be short posts. I don't intend to make any of them longer than 10 minutes, even if that, because I'm just going to say, this is what we're going to look at today, and this is how we're going to do it. It will be streaming on Spotify. So it's going to be called Take 5 with Temi. As soon as it is set up, I just need to upload the first episode, and I will put the link here for us. But it's Take 5 with Temi, and it will be on Spotify. I'm also going to be looking at suggestions. The good thing with Spotify is you can actually comment and, you know, put some suggestions there, and that would be nice for me to connect with you. I thank everybody who listens to me, not just here in South Africa. I know there are those who listen in Europe, in America. I have some listeners in Australia, in parts of Asia, in India, in Singapore. Thank you, all of you. In Australia, yes, I have said Australia, in Belgium, in the UK, and some other parts, in Egypt now, I've got people listening in. So I thank you. And if you have not subscribed to this channel, please press the subscribe button and let something drop into your box just once a week. I will also be hosting a coffee and cake session for single moms. We're going to be a sit down and we're just going to talk about what it is, what we're going through for single moms. And I'm hoping that it's going to be like maybe every quarter, but we'll see how it goes. To kick this off, I had an interesting interview, which I will be posting soon, with a single dad. Quite interesting, the things he has to say, the maturity of this guy. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. So that's it for me for 2024. Thank you for sticking with me, for listening to me, for just being there for me. I really appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to, not just for me, but for all of us, it's going to be a blessed 2025. Bye for now.